This is Dave Gloetz. Welcome to another in my series of interviews with Ben Jarofsky, who writes on government and politics for the Chicago Reader, now owned by the Sun-Times Media Enterprise. Ben, does that mean that the Reader is now printed by the Tribune Company?
No, I just learned this. There was a meeting the other day, and they told us we're being printed by some company in Milwaukee. Have been for years. Little known fact.
But isn't the Sun-Times printed by Tribune Company?
They're printed at the Tribune plant. Who owns that plant? Is that plant still owned by the Tribune Company? Or in light of the bankruptcy, has it been sold to Dave Gloetz, Inc.? Do you own
maybe,
that?
Maybe the Cubs own it. It's sold with it's a package deal to what's that family?
The Ricketts. I'm pretty sure that the Tribune still owns the plant, but you know they're on the market.
Yeah.
Or right. Will be, excuse me.
Right. Any day now. Mm-hmm. Today we're talking about things other than the printing of the Reader. We're talking about your article titled, It's No Foxy Brown, Mayor Emanuel Makes a TIFF Movie. That's the print version. And in the online version, it's called The Mayor Makes a TIFF Movie. This article talks about the recent production by the city of Chicago on about 4 minutes video on tax increment financing.
One of my favorite topics.
What do you think prompted the city to make this video?
Propaganda.
Do you feel in any way responsible?
Yes, absolutely. It's
the subtitle is Take This, Jarofsky.
Rahm, on the thing of TIFFs, this is just a brilliant case study of how he runs the city. He knows that there's this program that's a scam and a scandal that has at least a very small portion of the population upset. More significantly, he knows that thanks to the diligent work of you, me, and other caped crusaders out there, those three letters, TIF, have sort of a bad connotation in the minds of many people in Chicago. They may not know why, they just know it's some kind of scam and a scandal. And so, at the very least, he felt compelled to say, I too know that there have been wrongs in this program, so I will reform them. At which point, he appointed a task force, which would produce a report, and they essentially changed nothing of significance in the program, but they enabled him to hold a press conference and say, I have reformed the TIFF program. And so now it's sort of like he checked it off on his list of things that he's accomplished, even, of course, he hasn't accomplished it at all.
If I can stop you there, the report came out last August. It was about 100 pages.
I have
the executive summary.
God help us all.
Right here.
You actually read it. Wow.
I read the executive summary.
Okay.
I didn't read all 100 pages because I wasn't having that much trouble sleeping. but it has six recommendations that would significantly improve the transparency, efficiency, results, and oversight.
Yeah.
And I just want to run through these with you and see if they've done anything.
First of all, two issues. One, have they actually implemented these changes? And two, are they of any significance to what's really wrong with the program? So,
well, here we go then. The first one is establish the city's TIFF goals. It says the mayor's office should develop a multi-year economic development plan, and that's with capital letters, that is then submitted to the city council for consideration. The plan should guide all future TIFF district designations and project allocations. Any movement on that you...
As far as I know, they've not accomplished that yet, and it's almost a year and they haven't done that.
Second is allocate resources. The city should create a multi-year capital budget, again in caps, that is then submitted to the city council for consideration. The budget should detail the funding of city infrastructure needs, including those articulated in the aforementioned economic development plan. All TIFF infrastructure allocations and porting decisions should be made in accordance.
Okay, well, now we're at a very small element of the entire TIFF program, and that has to do with using TIFF money for what they call infrastructure needs that they were talking. So like, you know, putting a street light in or fixing a sidewalk. And again, that's not even what the program is supposed to be for. It's supposed to subsidize economic development deals that, but for the TIFF, would not come to life and therefore increase the tax base so that the city doesn't have to tax us so much. So fixing a sidewalk, while essential, does not directly link to a specific economic development deal.
There's an assumption implicit in this goal here that, you know, is not even stated.
Yes.
By the way, we're intending this for infrastructure.
Yes, absolutely. They've already deviated from the notion of corralling this program of its central abuse, one of its central abuses, and that it's its giant slush fund, and which will be unevenly distributed because, as I've said many times, TIFFs, the wealthier the area, the more money they'll have to spend from the TIFF fund. And here's probably the greatest single flaw in the program. If you allow TIFFs to be implemented everywhere, regardless of income, then the wealthier communities will have more money. Therefore, they'll have more money to spend on what they call infrastructure.
It's like property taxes in the suburbs for schools.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So they haven't done it. And moreover, they expose a wrong that they should have corrected by saying they're going to do it, if that makes any sense.
It does. I'm going to skip over to number three, which is...
Oh, my God. I'm sure it's so enlightening.
Which is monitor performance.
Yeah. Which, of course, they haven't done. We'll never do.
Yeah, let's not even talk about it. Number four is increase accountability. The city should make the justification for public funding of private projects more explicit. Monitor projects more systematically to ensure recipients of TIF funding meet their obligations and ensure there are consequences for not delivering expected returns on public investment.
Totally haven't done this. And as you know, I've been hammering away at this $29.5 million bonanza they're doling out to some of the world's wealthiest developers to build a skyscraper in the West Loop.
At Wolf Point.
Is that considered Wolf Point where it is? Or is
yeah, that conjunction of the branches there, of the river.
Okay, the Loop doesn't need another skyscraper. And it's not at all clear, and this is the most important point, that the developers need the subsidy. What the city does in TIF deals today, as they did under Daley's, merely state that the developer needs the subsidy. So in terms of transparency, they don't go to the next step to sort of establish the case by asking in a very explicit way, what are your financial needs? Why do you need this money? The example I always use, for instance, when somebody applies to a college for a scholarship, you have to show your tax forms, et cetera, et cetera. So no, we're no closer to that goal than we were when Rahm got in.
I think there's a peripheral issue here about auditing, but I want to come back to that in a minute. Five is take action. Every 5 years, TIF districts should be subject to strategic reviews, which lead to continuation of the district every 5 years.
They haven't done that at all. What's it been, 9 months since they implemented this report? Because you could have done it at any time, just taking a look at the 5 years of these TIFs.
Maybe they're waiting 5 years.
Yeah. Okay.
That's 5 years.
Yeah. Right. Every 5 years, starting 5 years from now. So anyway, they could have done that at any time. They haven't done it. The only person who's ever done that in sort of an official capacity is Inspector General, took a peek at the old Central Loop TIF. We actually talked about this many moons ago.
We did.
A small portion. It was like a microscopic, as they said, they dipped a spoon in the ocean, took out a drop of water and put it under the microscope and saw that, oh my God, misuse, waste, didn't know where money was. He's the only one who's done that. That's Joe Ferguson did that about a year or two ago. So no, the city hasn't done that. And I see no evidence that they're intending to do that. Instead, they're spending the money that might be used for that on things like what is a TIF, which was the subject of my story, which is just sheer propaganda and fluff, a video that they posted on YouTube.
With some snappy music, by the way.
Some very snappy music.
And finally, number six, enhance oversight and administration. The mayor should empower an internal body with clear accountability for all aspects of TIF and ensure that the staff and organizational capacity exists to execute recommendations and provide effective oversight.
Well, we already have that. I mean, we already have a mayoral appointed body that oversees TIF expenditures. Every single TIF project, the Community Development Commission, which we discussed, we have something called the Joint Review Board, which needs to overview the creation of TIFs. The City Council itself has to approve TIF deals. So we already have existing oversight bodies. The problem is that they don't oversee because they're beholden to the mayor. So I don't see what purpose creating a new body,
another layer
that's beholden to the mayor and say, oh my God, what a great program this is. That's just verbiage put on a piece of paper. It's utterly meaningless, as is the TIF reform put out by Mayor Rahm Emanuel. It's utterly meaningless.
And in the video, the city's budget director, Alexandra Holt, says that the city will hire an outside auditor to audit TIF agreements. And I presume that these are the agreements that the city sometimes gets from developers or employers agreeing to things like providing X number of jobs. What do you think of this audit?
Now, that would be worth implementing. As you know, the few times that I've delved into this, looking at the past agreements, discovered that the recipient of the TIF money wasn't living up to his or her end of the bargain. And of course, the city hadn't done anything about it, still hasn't done anything about it. In the one case of the public
windows and
window glass, the city, well, we'd like to do something about it. And thanks for pointing out this egregious lack of oversight, but it's too late to do anything about it. I'd be curious to see the results of that if it ever happens. And again, I believe under Emanuel, there have been two TIFF awards. Don't quote me on that, of significance. So it'll be interesting to see if they do bring in an outside auditor.
Another one was just announced in Hyde Park.
That one I've been following for a while. That's interesting. That's the Hyatt. That is another indication of what's wrong with the program. That particular TIFF was billed to benefit all the businesses. What is it, a 51st or 53rd? I can't remember which street it is in Hyde Park. But and when all was said and done, the lion's share of the money, almost all of it, I think, went to that one development, which will be anchored by, what is it, a Hyatt Hotel, the University of Chicago office building. So it was supposed to be for small businesses along 51st or 53rd, and it ends up going to the Hyatt and University of Chicago. So not exactly what they said they were going to use it for.
Well, they're the job creators.
They're the job creators. So I don't, in that case, what are they going to be auditing for? I'd have to read the terms of the TIFF agreement to see what they're promising, what they, the developers, are promising.
So are you tempted to do a rebuttal video?
The people at the Reader have asked me to do one, and I am tempted to do it. Just been overwhelmed by other projects at the moment. But yeah, I'm going to give it some thought, have some fun with that one.
You might want to look at what's out there already. When I went to YouTube to look at the city's video, I saw links to others. And there was a guy by the name of, we'll give him a shout out, Mitchell Shapanchik.
Oh, yes, Mitch. Yeah, I've been on his show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So he did a 6-minute sort of using a picture of lemonade as a metaphor for how incrementally high is your tax money going up. So that's an interesting one to look at before you.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to do it, but it's just something that might be fun to do.
All right. Well, listeners, stay tuned for developments on the upcoming. maybe you can get like Bruce Willis or something.
Yes. Well, or Pam Grier.
Foxy Brown.
Foxy Brown. That was.
Or Nikki the dog.
Nikki the dog. I want to apologize to all our younger readers who have no clue what Foxy Brown is or Pam Grier is. I apologize. I'm showing my generational bias.
Well,
there.
A Google search will take care of that.
A Google search, okay. You young readers do know what Google is. So.
Presumably.
Presumably, yes.
Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Senator.
If you'd like to hear more of our interviews, go to MrRadio.org. And if you'd like to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss a single interview, you'll find instructions at the website. Or you can go to iTunes and search for Ben Jarofsky or for me, Dave Glowatz. Thanks for listening.